From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all his fullness.
We're delighted that you've joined us for another broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the recorded messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. As he examines the ministry of Gideon, the greatest of the judges, Dr. Cairns is considering how the Lord prepared his servant to do battle with the Midianites. The principles found here are applicable to all spiritual warfare. We've already seen how Gideon proved God in the matter of the fleece. Then it was the Lord who proved Gideon by greatly reducing the size of Israel's army from 32,000 men to a mere 300. Today we'll learn how God encouraged his servant by allowing him to overhear a dream experienced by a Midianite soldier, a man who recognized Gideon's impending victory in the form of a barley cake. In just a few minutes, Dr. Cairns will commence the last of three messages entitled Four Steps in Spiritual Warfare. First, please listen to this brief devotional thought found in C.H. Spurgeon's collection called Faith's Checkbook. Our devotional for today is entitled In God's Time. The text is found in Habakkuk chapter 2 and verse 3. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry. Mercy may seem slow, but it is sure. The Lord in unfailing wisdom has appointed a time for the outgoings of his gracious power, and God's time is the best time. We are in a hurry. The vision of the blessing excites our desire and hastens our longings. But the Lord will keep his appointments. He is never before his time. He is never behind. God's word is here spoken of as a living thing which will speak and will come. It is never a dead letter, as we are tempted to fear when we have long watched for its fulfillment. The living word is on the way from the living God. And though it may seem to linger, it is not in reality doing so. God's train is not behind time. It is only a matter of patience, and we shall soon see for ourselves the faithfulness of the Lord. No promise of his shall fail. It will not lie. No promise of his will be lost in silence. It shall speak. What comfort it will speak to the believing ear. No promise of his shall need to be renewed, like a bill which could not be paid on the day in which it fell due. It will not tarry. Come, my soul, canst thou not wait for thy God? Rest in him, and be still in unutterable peacefulness.
My life I give to you, O Lord, use me.
You will always lead me, always.
Do you have a desire to study the Bible, but you're not really sure how to go about it? Several ministers of the Free Presbyterian Church, including Dr. Alan Cairns, have produced a brief but very helpful brochure called 10 Commandments of Bible Study, which will help you to gain much blessing from your time in the Holy Scriptures. The method is designed to help believers achieve a comprehensive knowledge of the chapter contents of the Scriptures and to enable them to use that knowledge to guide and quicken them in their personal prayer lives. For a free copy of 10 Commandments of Bible Study, simply email ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may write, Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Increase your knowledge of God's Word by requesting your free copy of 10 Commandments of Bible Study.
Judges chapter 7, and we're going to read from verse 9 to verse 21. Let's make that verse 23. Verse 9, "And it came to pass the same night that the Lord said unto him, Arise, get thee down unto the host, for I have delivered it into thine hand. But if thou fear to go down, go thou with Phurah, thy servant, down to the host, and thou shalt hear what they say, and afterward shall thine hands be strengthened to go down unto the host. Then went he down with Phurah his servant unto the outside of the armed men that were in the host. And the Midianites and the Amalekites and all the children of the east lay along in the valley like grasshoppers for multitude, and their camels were without number, as the sand by the seaside for multitude. And when Gideon was come, behold, there was a man that told a dream unto his fellow, and said, Behold, I dreamed a dream, and lo, a cake of barley bread tumbled into the midst, into the host of Midian, and came unto a tent, and smote it that it fell, and overturned it that the tent lay along. And his fellow answered and said, This is nothing else save the sword of Gideon, the son of Joash, a man of Israel. For into his hand hath God delivered Midian and all the host. And it was so when Gideon heard the telling of the dream and the interpretation thereof, that he worshipped and returned into the host of Israel and said, Arise, for the Lord hath delivered into your hand the host of Midian. And he divided the 300 men into three companies, and he put a trumpet in every man's hand, with empty pitchers and lamps within the pitchers. And he said unto them, Look on me and do likewise. And behold, when I come to the outside of the camp, it shall be that, as I do, so shall ye do. When I blow with a trumpet, I and all that are with me, then blow ye the trumpets also on every side of all the camp, and say, The sword of the Lord and of Gideon. So Gideon and the 300 men that were with him came unto the outside of the camp in the beginning of the middle watch. They had but newly set the watch, and they blew the trumpets and brake the pitchers that were in their hands. And the three companies blew the trumpets and brake the pitchers and held the lamps in their left hands and the trumpets in their right hands to blow withal. And they cried, The sword of the Lord and of Gideon. And they stood every man in his place round about the camp. And all the host ran and cried and fled, and the 300 blew the trumpets. And the Lord set every man's sword against his fellow, even throughout all the host. And the host fled to Bethshittah and Zererath, and to the border of Abel-Meholah, unto Tabbath. And the men of Israel gathered themselves together out of Naphtali, and out of Asher, and out of all Manasseh, and pursued after the Midianites." Amen. The Lord will add his own blessing to these few verses from his own precious word for his name's sake. I said a moment ago we had left Gideon on the rack from last week. Actually, for the last couple of weeks we have been considering from the end of Judges chapter 6 through into the 7th chapter the four steps or stages in spiritual warfare. There are great basic spiritual truths in this passage of Scripture that belong to every child of God and every church of God in every age of their stand for truth. We noted at the end of chapter 6 the great theme of Gideon proving God. And though I repeat myself, I want again to emphasize to every single man, woman, and young person amongst us that you will never do anything for God with but a second-hand knowledge of the Redeemer. No man can ever be a Gideon who does not know Gideon's God and prove him for himself. The people that do know their God shall be strong and do exploits. Paul longed that I might know him, proving God, having a personal, vital, up-to-date experience of the Lord, so that what we read in the book of books, the Bible itself, and what we read in the testimonies of great men of God in other eras of church history, and what we hear from the pulpit, from the lips of preachers, and from the testimonies of others, is all sealed to our own heart in a real knowledge of our Savior. I emphasize this again and again and again. There cannot be too much emphasis placed upon it. The New Testament, and the more you read it, and the more deeply you study it, and the more you go into the original language that the apostles used, the more this will come through to you. The New Testament, again and again, is emphasizing the mind, the thinking, the perception of the people of God. And so that if we can only see Christ, if we can only understand the fullness of God in Christ, if the glorious truth of the gospel but will grip our hearts to lead us into an experience of the things that we profess with our lips, then will we have learned the first great lesson in spiritual warfare, proving God. J.I. Packer, you'll not hear me quote him too much, a great Reformed theologian, but also a great compromiser and a great seller out of the cause of Christ to modern Romanism, and now a convert practically to ecumenical religion. So you'll not hear me quote him too much, but J.I. Packer wrote a book that is a world bestseller among Christians called Knowing God. An excellent book. I think that we could certainly ask for a sequel on proving God. Proving God. That your knowledge is not merely an accumulation of so many facts about God, but your knowledge is the knowledge of daily, deep, devotional contact with God through Jesus Christ, proving God, the first great stage. The second stage, we find at the beginning of chapter 7, is God proving Gideon. Just turn it right around now. Before the Lord entrusts a great work to any man, he puts him to the test. You find this right throughout the scriptures. God's people are a tried and a tested people. It was said in Psalm 105 concerning Joseph that the word of the Lord tried him. The word of the Lord tried him. We read concerning Abraham that God did tempt, not in the sense of sinful temptation, but in the sense of putting to the test. It would therefore be better translated, God did test Abraham. God did prove Abraham. And certainly here we find God proving Gideon. The work of God is never cheap. The way to victory is never cheap. We do not purchase or merit any victory or any blessing by what we endure. That is all purchased by the merits of Christ. But our God will always bring his people by the way of the cross. The way of death to self, death to sin. The way of life in resurrection victory, where God puts his people to the test before he actually uses them to the second stage in spiritual warfare. You'll notice that Gideon has never yet got near to confrontation with the enemy. There's a lot to be done before you stand in the front line of the battle. There's a lot to be done before you actually engage the enemy. And I think that you can see right from the word go that the biggest enemy you have is not the devil. The biggest enemy you have is not the world. The greatest enemy you have is not the apostasy. The greatest enemy a Christian has is the enemy that resides within his own heart and within his own breast. And until by the grace of God we prove our God in dealing with the enemy within, we are wasting our time getting on to the battle line to deal with the enemy without. It's always easier to deal with an external foe. We don't mind cleaning up other people's sins just as ours aren't cleaned up. We don't mind fighting the devil on other fronts just so long as we don't have to fight the battle in our own hearts and in our own lives. Before Gideon ever got near the Midianites, he had to prove God, and God had to prove him. Now we come to the third great stage, and this starts at verse 9. And here we have God encouraging Gideon. Now this is a vital part. Gideon had faith. We'll see that in a moment. I read that from the Word of God this morning in Hebrews 11. Gideon had faith. But never for a moment think that men of great faith did not also have great fear. Sometimes we imagine that we idealize these men, and fear and faith can never coexist. There's none of us perfect. Gideon certainly wasn't perfect in his faith. And alongside of his faith, there was a natural shirking and shying away from this battle. There was a natural fear. There was a personal weakness. It wasn't just a matter of words when Gideon said to the Lord that I am poor and my family is poor and who am I to go? Gideon really felt this. And so the Lord came to encourage him, to put a bit of backbone into him, to give him some real strength of heart and mind for the day of battle. Verse 9 to verse 15, we have this strange dream of one of the Midianite soldiers. The Lord said to Gideon, I'm giving the Midianites into your hand. I like this part because it is a story about a giant of God's faith. This is no mere little pipsqueak third rater. This is a giant of God's faith. And yet, the Lord comes to him. He says, Gideon, I have promised and I'm promising again to give Midian into your hand. But if you're still afraid, take Phurah and go down to the host and hear what you've got to hear. And Gideon went. And he got reassured by what he heard. Think of that. Here's a man who has seen the angel of the Lord face to face. Here's a man, and he is God speaking directly to him. Here's a man, and the heavens are open to give him a revelation, promising, I give the Midianites into your hand, and yet he is still afraid. And then when he hears a Midianite soldier tell a dream, and the interpretation from another one, suddenly it all clicks, and Gideon's faith is strengthened.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of the Lord, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel, a booklet that sets forth the beliefs and standards of the Free Presbyterian Church, you may have a copy free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Our email address is info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. If you would like to learn more about the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, or if you'd like to see if there is a free church in your area, we invite you to visit our website, www.fpcna.org. That's www.fpcna.org. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us again as we Let the Bible Speak.